January 2, 1909. More about earthquakes. The sacramental lot of Jesus under the rubble is less hard than in many tabernacles. To my great repugnance and only to obey, I continue to tell what has happened from December 28th, regarding the earthquake. I was thinking to myself about the lot of so many poor people, alive under the rocks, and about the lot of my Lord in the sacrament, he too alive and buried under the rubble. And I said to myself, it seems as if the Lord is saying to those people, I have had your same lot because of your sins. I am together with you to help you, to give you strength. I love you so much that I am waiting for one last act of love to save you all, not taking into account all the evil you have done in the past. Ah! My good, my life and my all, I send you my adorations under the rubble, wherever you are, and my embraces, kisses and all my powers to keep you continuous company. Oh, how I wish I could come to dig you out, to put you in a more comfortable place, and more worthy of you. At that moment, my adorable Jesus told me in my interior, my daughter, you have somehow interpreted the excesses of love which, even while scourging, I sent to the peoples. But this is not all, there is more. Know that my sacramental lot is perhaps less unhappy, less nauseating under the rocks than in the tabernacles. The number of sacrileges committed by priests, and also by the people, is such that I was tired of descending into their hands and into their hearts, to the point of being forced to destroy almost all of them. And then, what about the ambition and the scandals of priests? Everything was darkness in them, they were no longer the light which they should be. And when priests reach the point of no longer giving out light, the peoples reach the excesses, and my justice is forced to destroy them. I was also thinking about his privations, and I felt a fear in me, as if some strong earthquake were also to happen here. In seeing myself so alone without Jesus, I felt so oppressed as to feel I was dying. Then, having compassion for me, good Jesus came, just a shadow, and told me, my daughter, do not oppress yourself so much. Out of regard for you I will spare this city most grave damages. See if I should not continue to chastise, instead of converting, of surrendering, in hearing of the destruction of other provinces they say that it is those places and lands that make this happen, and so they take their own good time, continuing to offend me. How blind and foolish they are, is the whole earth not in the palm of my hand? Could I perhaps not open chasms in the earth and cause them to be swallowed in other places as well? And to show them this, I will cause earthquakes in other places, in which they do not usually occur. While saying this, he seemed to stretch out his hand into the center of the earth, taking some fire and moving it closer to the surface of the earth. And the earth would shake and the earthquake would be felt, some places more intensely, some places less. And he added, this is only the beginning of the chastisements, what will be the end of them?